Okay, we're going to be doing the 145th Psalm today, which all of you know, because every good Jew says this at least once, twice, three times a day as you're supposed to, and that is what you know as Ashrei. But actually, our Mizmor does not begin with Ashrei. Ashrei is an addendum from the 84th Psalm, added to the beginning. The second line is from the 144th Psalm, the one right beforehand. And at the very end, we also have an addendum added. But if you look carefully, we're going to have here 21 verses that are the heart of the 145th Psalm, which takes a very important part in our liturgy, as I said. Chazal tell us, Kol ha'omer tehillah le'David. Please notice, they don't call it Ashrei. Kol ha'omer tehillah le'David. This is in Masechet Brachot. Shalosh pamim b'yom, muftach lo, shehu ben ha'olam haba. You say it three times a day, you've got a guarantee you're going to the next world. That's what Chazal tell us. What do we know about this one? This is one of those mizmorim that is written in the order of the acrostic of Aleph Bet. But of course, there is one letter missing. Instead of 22 letters, we have 21. Nun is missing. Secondly, it emphasizes the fundamentals of our faith, namely that there is a constant, immutable, unchangeable hashgacha pratit for all creatures that the Ribbono Shel'olam created. In other words, God did not just make the world and then abandon it, but that he is aware of each creature and is concerned for each creature. It is not called a tefillah. It's not called a mizmor. It's not called a shir. It is only the only one called Tehillah. It is a praise of God, and it is what is intended, if you like, for us to do. That is the key to Olam Haba, is Tehillah. And it is attributed to David HaMelech here. Aromimcha Elokai HaMelech Va'avarcha Shimcha Le'olam Va'ed Bechol Yom Avarchecha Ve'alela Shimcha Le'olam Va'ed is written in first person singular. It is I will exalt you, I will bless you, I do this and I will continue to do it Le'olam Va'ed. Now, I highlighted Le'olam Va'ed because it appears twice, and it seems to be, if you like, a opening movement in this musical composition. When he speaks to God, it's I and you. I will speak to you, I will exalt you, Elokai, my God. But only refers to him, HaMelech, the king, and the one and only king. And I will bless your name. So it is very much I and you. Bechol Yom, on every day I will bless you. And that's a good reason now for including this in the liturgy. On a daily basis. Bechol Yom Avarchecha, Ve'alala Shimcha Le'olam Va'ed. Now I want you to see the beautiful movement of the Aleph Bet. It is not merely a means for you to remember things. It is not a mnemonic to help you remember things. It is very much a case in which if the world was created, as the Zohar tells us, with Aleph Bet, the totality of Aleph Bet is the totality of all creation. It is a completion. But if there's something missing, and the nun is missing, if it is not a complete Aleph Bet, it indicates that all my praises, all that I would say, as many letters as I would put towards it, are never sufficient because it'll always be deficient. I am merely human and therefore fallible. I cannot complete all of the praises that Ribbono Shel Olam should have. So that's number one. But kindly notice as follows. If the first word is an Aleph, Aromimcha, Then the second one is an Aleph. Again. And in the second phrase, Aleph again. Ditto here. Be, bechol yom, avarchecha bracha. And I play again on the letter that occurred earlier, ve'alela shimcha leolam va'ed. If you look carefully at the two lines, and that's why I set them separately, you will see that they're structured chiastically, making a full circle. Because avarcha, I will bless you, and here, avarechecha. You see, one opposite the other. Aromimcha comes opposite the word ahalela, which sounds like the word Eloha. So I am using this kind of circular thing, and in each case ending leolam vaed. King James translates this, world without end. But the word leolam has a double function. Ha'olam hazeh is this world. Le'olam means forever. Olam comes from the shoresh ne'elam. It is the hidden. It is beyond time and beyond space. So it's both eternally and infinitely, forever and ever. Gadol Hashem u'me'ulal me'od. And since I brought a gimel here, I'm going to continue with the gimel. U'ligdulato ein cheker. God is great. He is very praised. And one cannot even begin to fathom, much less investigate scientifically, what his greatness is. It is beyond human comprehension. But if you look carefully, no longer am I speaking in first person. Nor am I speaking to God. I am speaking about God in third person. And I am adding, Do ledo yeshabach ma'asecha. From one generation to the other generation, one generation will praise your deeds, your nature, all that you made to the next generation, opening their eyes to see the wonders of nature, gvuratecha, and your force, your power, yagidu, they will tell. So what we're talking about is them will do it, and they will do it from generation to generation. Please notice, gadol is gimel daled. Dor ledor is daled, and yagidu again is gimel daled. It's as if the aleph bet is chasing each other. We saw this in Eicha. It doesn't seem contrived. It's not forced. It seems to flow naturally. And that's essentially what happens here. So I already foretell in Gimel, I'm already stepping ahead and seeing the Dalet that's about to follow. And here it is. Do le do, and then Gvuratecha yagidu. Bringing it again to a circle. Hadar kvod hodecha. Now suddenly I'm talking to God, not about God. Hadar kvod hodecha. The beauty, the splendor of the essence of your hod. Comes Malbim and tells us that Hadar is what's visible and the hod is what's not visible. It's the glow that comes from within. And kavod is not your honor or the glory or anything of this kind. It's the essence. The beauty reflects something, a smidgen of the inner glow and the inner essence. Udivrei nifleotecha, and words about your wonders, about your miracles, about the awesome things that you've made. Asicha, back to first person. We keep waving, me, I, them, you, they will speak, I will speak. And it occurred to me that perhaps this is meant to be a chazan with a chorus and then the congregation joining in. How one would compose this musically is beyond my ken. Ve'ezuz noratecha yomeru, and the full power of your awesomeness, they will bespeak. Who's the they? I, gdulatecha asaprena. So on one side it's they, on this side it's I. Now I want you to imagine how this is moving between the chorus and the soloist. Zecherav tuvcha yabiu. They will express the memory of your greatness. In other words, about the past. Vetzitkatcha, and your righteousness. The fact that things in the final analysis come to be logical and just. They will sing to it in faith that this ultimately is come together. Now, I want to step back for a moment and look at some of our Mefarshim just in this little section of the first seven verses. To Radak, Le'olam Va'ed means while I am still alive and even after I die, Le'olam Haba. Hence the twice, Le'olam Va'ed. Mitzudot says, I'm doing this so that future generations who come after me will continue. And that's how I can continue to sing forever. I will put this down in words, bequeathing it to future generations. And in that sense, he is saying, Leman yezamer chakavod velo yidom, so that I can sing you of your essence and never be silenced. As long as people are saying Tehillah et David, it's as if they are keeping his voice alive, his legacy alive. Malbim, however, wants us to understand Le'olam Va'ed as something crucial. God himself is Ne'elam. Ne'elam means it is a mystery and he cannot be seen. He is beyond and transcendent this world, and at the same time, what I can see is what he does and what he made that is visible to my senses. He is on the one hand exalted beyond my comprehension, and on the other hand, I can refer and speak to him as if he's my buddy standing right here by my side. The movement between first person, second person, I and you talking, to speaking of God as if he's not here, speaking of him in third person, that back and forth, is in fact the dialectic in which we relate to the Rabbeinu Shlomo, whom we cannot see, who seems way beyond our ability to comprehend. It is beyond our capacity. And at the same time, there's something very close and intimate. Why do I say that I do this day in and day out? Argues Malbim, because Maaseh Bereshit, the creation of this world, mitchadesh bechol yom vayom, is again renewed. It is not as if God had made the world once and then abandoned it. He continues to fuel it, keep it alive, and bring new things, new birth, new life on a daily basis. And in that sense, new ways of seeing him day to day, all coming from an invisible source, from one that is far beyond my ability to comprehend. But that doesn't prevent me from trying to, if you like, speak of him and then dare to speak to him. At this point, we move on to Pasuk Chet. Please notice again, in each of these cases, the Chet is echoed. Chanun v'rachum Hashem. Erech apayim ugdal chesed. So the Chet again appears at the end. Chet, Chet, Chet. He's merely repeating what Hashem revealed to us when He revealed to us the Shlosh Esrei Hamidos, which is the way that He would lead this world. He is merciful. He is unconditionally loving. The problem with that is, of course, that the Rabbeinu Shlalom does this for all creatures. And His chesed contradicts our notion of justice. Tov Hashem lakol. He is good to all. The deserving and the not deserving. He is slow to anger, to tzaddikim and to rishoim, rendering this world from our perspective absurd, and at the same time utterly glorious. V'rachamav al kol ma'asav. His great mercy is extended to all that He made, human as well as not human, animals, the birds, flowers, they're all precious to Him. And He is good to them and cares about Him. Having mentioned kol ma'asav, yoducha Hashem kol ma'asecha. And as a result, our poet urges all God's creatures to acknowledge Him and to thank Him. Do the flowers thank Him? Do the trees thank Him? Who knows? Yoducha Hashem kol ma'asecha v'chasidecha yivarchucha. But only chasidecha will bless you. They'll all acknowledge you when you're good to them. They say thank you. Even the flowers open up when the rain is there. They shrivel when there is no rain. So by their growth, if you like, he imagines them thanking God. But the gratitude for kol ma'asecha is conditional to the tov. Chasidecha, on the other hand, continue to bless you even when it's not good. A chasid loves God u'mevarcho al hatov ve'al hara. He says, Baruch Dayan ha'emet. And he thanks Him even in his moments of horrible sadness. That's why there's crucial here a differentiation between ma'asecha and chasidecha. Because a chasid is not somebody who wears a shtreimel. Somebody who serves God, who loves Him unconditionally, as God loves him unconditionally. Afilu makebo, even if he smites him. Afilu eino nira'a, even if he's not seen. Afilu kishein tzedek, even when it is not just. He continues because he loves him unconditionally, for he recognizes that God loves us unconditionally, even when we don't deserve it. But there is a capacity that we have, having been created in the image of God, and that's the capacity for chesed, which is not self-serving. And chesed also makes no sense. Chesed is not about what I'm going to get back. It is not about, you know, scratch my back and I'll scratch yours kind of thing. That's not what chesed is. Chesed is the capacity to give, knowing full well that you will not get anything back. The ability to give, to be tov umeitiv, is proof positive that we are not merely homo sapiens, that we were created in the image of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. If a human being is capable of giving his last piece of bread to a friend, to a child, to a stranger, and die for him, he is shown that the human being is not merely somebody who loves conditionally, but can do so unconditionally, and it makes him that much greater, that much greater. And in that sense, he reflects the Rebbeinu Shel Olam in whose image he was created. So if I look at it, that is what a chassid is. A chassid oved et hakadosh baruch hu ve'ose et retzono mitoch ahava. And not mitoch yirah, and not because of sachar va'onesh. We don't see reward and punishment in our lifetimes that is commensurate with any kind of deeds. We don't see it. We believe that there's eventually going to be some reward, but that's not sufficient. And what if you're told that there is no reward? Would you still do it? That's a chassid. Yoducha Hashem kol ma'asecha. Explain many of our meforshim, that's the universal. And the particular chassidecha, eilem am Yisrael. Am Yisrael, right? How did Eov say it? Even if you beat me, even if you smite me, even if it makes no sense, you can't shake me, I'm with you. And I will bless you regardless. These Hasidim, Kvod Malchutcha Yomeru, they will pronounce to the whole world, says Rabbi Shimshon Raphael Hirsch, the essence of your kingdom. And they will speak to other human beings, tell them of your great powers, the things that have sustained us throughout the ages, despite all the persecutions, despite all the pogroms, despite the camps and the crematoria. Gvuratecha yagidu, because we're still here. And from our gvura, we can project the gvura of the Ribbono Shel Olam. Our presence here, our suffering here, our survival, lehodia, is to let all Bnei Ha'adam know gvurotav. Not merely gvurotenu, our courage, our strength, because we don't have it were it not for the strength that he gave us. Uchvod hadar malchuto. The idea that all human beings were created in the image of God was the gift of the Jews to all human beings. No race, no religion had it beforehand. Not one. Malchutcha, your kingdom, is malchut kol olamim, extends to all worlds, all physical worlds, all extraneous worlds beyond our worlds, all times, all mysteries. And your governance, Bechol Dor Vador, continues to extend from generation to generation. The Ribbono Shel Olam runs this world. He runs this world and worlds beyond our comprehension. Worlds before this world. Worlds after this world. But his governance, the fact that he is ruler here, that I know, and I can transmit that knowledge from generation to generation. What kind of governance is it? Comes Pasuk Yud Daled and begins to explain the qualities of the Ribbono Shel Olam that make me worship him. I didn't say just serve him, worship him, adore him. Somech Hashem lechol hanoflim. The Ribbono Shel Olam provides a support, something to lean on for all who are falling. Did you notice the word is not lechol ele shenaflu, but to all those that are falling. Vezokef, and he straightens up the backs. Lechol hakfufim, to all those that are bent over. This is not just telling you about your posture. This is not just giving you a cane to lean on. This is talking about falling inside emotionally, being bent over emotionally, oppressed and depressed. And if you notice carefully, it's written in the present tense with a third person to indicate that this is a continuous presence, always, always. If you're befallen, if you're down, if you feel like it's too much to carry, there's somebody there holding you up, getting your back straight, lifting up your chin, making it possible for you to move your foot forward and look forward despite all the strife and all of the burdens of your life. Radak tells us that the Noflim are the impoverished. Vono says the Noflim are those that went off the derech. Those for him being a Jew was too hard and went off the way because of the troubles of the Golus. Hakfufim, the bent over, are those whose self-esteem has been crushed by those that hate them. those that have been oppressed by their enemies and have been made to be ashamed that they are Jews. Enei kol elecha yisabehu. The eyes of all, not all people, all beings, turn to you, hoping for you. The grass looks to you for rain. Vata noten lahem et ochlam beito. And you give them their food, their nourishment, in the right time, in its right time, in its seasons. That's the way of nature, in its right season. But there, it doesn't seem like God is actually responding to anybody's prayer. The grasses are parched, and they wait for the rainfall in the right time. But you open your hand, not at the right season, all the time. Umasbia lechol chai ratzon. And you satiate the will, the desire of every living being, not only in its right time, but even if it's not the right season. Why? Sometimes Tzadik Hashem bechol drachav. He's righteous, correct, in all of his ways. In the ways that he put here as chok velo yavor, as a law of nature, that's the way it needs to be. It all balances it out ecologically. But sometimes he intervenes and breaks the laws of nature. Doesn't wait for the right season. Vechasid bechol ma'asav. And he then just plain loves us in all that he does. So he doesn't just give you what you need, and not enough to satiate and keep you alive. He even throws in dessert that you don't need, more than you need. Chasid bechol ma'asav. To whom? To whom? Because the Ribbono Shelem deals with us as we deal with others. Says the Baal Shem Tov, Hashem tzilcha al yad yiminecha, the Ribbono Shelem is your shadow. He treats you as you treat others. If you give to others not just what they need, but more than what they need, if you don't wait for them to ask and stretch a hand, but give it to them without stretching a hand, he will give it to you without your needing to beg for it. Chasid bechol ma'asav. Karov Hashem lechol korav. You can't miss here the alliteration. Kuf, kuf. God is close to all who call on him. And your question is, really? Lechol asher yikreuhu be'emet. It's not so simple this time. God is close to all who call on him. But to all who call on him truthfully. Truthfully means not only when it's kedai, not only when sekvetchdil, not only when you need a handout. If you want God to be intimate with you, you need to be intimate with him. And intimacy does not mean only when you're hungry. So it has to have a little bit of truth. Retzon yireav yaseh. He will do. He will fulfill the will of those who are in awe of him. Ve'et shavatam yishma beyoshien. You can't miss, right, the alliteration of shh, shh, shh. So though the letter here is resh, I'm already anticipating what's about to come. And their plea, he hears, and he saves them. Even the silent plea, the one that's in the heart and never expressed, the one that never actually is called out, but what's inside, that shava, that plea, that krechts that's inside, maybe that never is ever voiced, he hears that too. And he will save them. Shomer Hashem et kol ohavav. God watches over all those that love him. And the implication is, he does not watch over those that don't love him. Explains the Malbim, as does Radak and many of our great Jewish philosophers, that when somebody treats God as somebody who's distant, and believes that he doesn't watch and they can get away with whatever they're doing. And they are erstwhile Jews. They're sometimes yes and sometimes no. Wenn sie verschmeckt sie, then God is also treating you in the same fashion. But if you feel God's Shiviti Hashem Lenegdi Tamid, you live your life as if he's in your presence all the time. And you serve him whether, and you love him, whether it's worthwhile or not, you bring down a special Hashgacha that watches over you. Shomer Hashem et kol ohavav. But ultimately, et kol harishaim yashmid. He will eradicate all Rishoim. And then we suddenly go back to no longer talking about God. David pipes up again on his own. Tehillat Hashem. And you remember what it was called? Tehillah le David. Tehillat Hashem yedaber pi. The praise of Hashem, my mouth will bespeak. Ve'yevarech kol basar. But may all flesh bless His holy name, Le'olam Va'ed. So as it began, so it ends. So why is Nun missing? The Medrash tells us that the Nun represents Nefilah, the fall. And while it is mentioned, Somech Hashem Lechol HaNoflim, it is actually hidden in the word Noflim. Others tell us, he doesn't want to put Noflim in because he wants to indicate that all of his praises and all of his songs and all of his blessings in the final analysis are incomplete. Only the Ribbono Shel'Olam can create a world of 22 letters. He can merely do one of 21. There's still one thing that I cannot do, and I leave it, if you like, empty.